What's up, Food Truck Journey Podcast family? It's episode number 4. It's all about marketing. We're going to continue to talk about the who, what, where, how, and when. The 5 elements of marketing. Let's go. What's up, family? Welcome to the show. Episode number 4, the marketing series, as we dig in deep to the who, what, where, why, how, and when of marketing. We're going to talk about the where. Yeah. We're going to talk about the where, because last week we talked about the what, like what we sell. And hopefully you guys have a fuller understanding that the what is inclusive of the customer service that we're selling, the customer experience that we're selling, this our story we're selling, the visual story that we're selling. That's what we're selling. That's the what. This week, we're going to talk about the where. And I'm going to really dig in deep with the where. But I wanted to give you a little bit of update before we get into it on my own food truck. Now, I've been trying to figure out what the format of this particular podcast is going to be. Because as I've said before, I am on the journey of putting together my own food truck, which is a vegan food truck. Yes, a vegan sandwich food truck. I'm located right here in Philly. Tons of competition here. Tons of competition in Philly. Now, say when I say tons of competition, I'm talking more than just food trucks. I view anyone who's selling food as a competitor. Now, we'll talk about competition in some future episodes, but as far as I'm concerned, anyone who sells food is a competitor, period. But as I continue to put together my food truck, I just want to give you guys a little bit of update. I've been wanting to do these daily posts, but the struggle is real. If you're putting together your own food truck, you would totally understand how real this struggle is. Now, I've been working on this food truck. Now, I have a trailer. Oh, let me say this. I consider that all food trucks, I consider the mobile business. I use food truck as a kind of coverall for any all mobile food businesses. You know, so when I say food, I have a food truck. I have a trailer. It's a 20-foot trailer. This thing is massive and it's really nice. But I had to build it from the ground up. I put in my own electrical, my own plumbing, which I'm dealing with now, the flooring, the walls, the counters. I bought all the equipment and everything. Well, I'm about 95% done. I got a little plumbing work to do and some electrical work to do. But this is a grind. Even looking and finding the vehicle to pull this trailer was a thing. Because I'm trying to do it without any loans. I owe nothing at this point. I have the truck, I have the trailer, I have the equipment, and I owe zero to no one. But it hasn't been easy. And I've been doing this over the last like 10 months, putting this food truck together. But I wanted to always say this at the top of the show for anyone out there who's trying to do their own thing. Like, it can be done. Now, in some future episodes, I'm going to dig into my own story on how I got to where I am right now. But I just want to let you guys know that it's not easy. And as far as what I've been trying to do is taking this approach to a food truck and treating it like a business. Not with, you know, making sure you have your licenses and everything, but digging in deep, you know, into the marketing. That's why I wanted this show to be more than just like, oh, where do you buy your 3-bay sink? Those things are important. And at the end of the day, you can buy your sink, you can buy a trailer or a truck, you can get it wrapped and you can be out on the street and you can sell your hot dogs or your burgers or your vegan food like I am or whatever. But the thing is, what if you want to be the Uber of the food truck business, you know, the one that comes into the business and disrupts the norms, you know, very much like Uber did to the cab industry. Get into a business that does everything the same old way all the time. Get in there and do it differently. That's where you can get like that super, that is how you can be super successful. Not to say that if you just go grab a truck and find a corner and open up your business, that is a level of success. But if you want to be revolutionary, you have to go about this thing differently. And that's what I'm hoping that this show does. Helps us to think about this food truck business a little bit differently. So, with that being said, I'm going to jump right into the show. Today we're talking about marketing. We're going to continue our series that we started last week, where we talked about the what of marketing. And I think we have a basic understanding, and hopefully I explained it well enough, that what part of marketing, because like I've said before, I believe it's five components to creating a marketing strategy. It's the who, what, where, why, how, and when. And when all these things can kind of be answered, when all these points can be answered, it will help guide you to creating a strategic marketing plan. And the marketing plan, which includes everything from your logo design, the colors, where your truck is going to be, where it lives in the minds of your potential customers, all of these things are driven by the marketing plan. You know, so we have to understand that just going out and buying a truck and putting a logo on it with some graphics, that's not marketing. Getting some business cards or getting some aprons and with your name on it, that's not marketing. Those are just tools, you know, those are just tools. But in order to make sure that we're going to use the right tools and buy the right tools, we have to have a plan. We have to have a strategic approach that will dictate what tools we need to get the job done. So let's get right into it. We're going to talk about the where. Referring to where your food truck lives. Now, I know you may think that's kind of like a simple, kind of straightforward thing to think about. Like you say, well, where will your food truck be? If someone was to ask you, you would say, well, my food is going to be at the corner of so-and-so. Well, we're probably going to do a whole lot of festivals and events, or we're going to try to be part of a bunch of different beer gardens, and we're probably going to do a little bit of care. That's the physical part, which is important. Don't get me wrong. Trying to figure out where your food truck will be physically is a thing that needs attention. It needs to be thought out to the point where you have a firm understanding of where and why you're going to be where you're going to physically put your food truck. That's the where. And just like now with all this craziness going on, when people had thought about where their food truck was going to be, like, oh, we're a food truck and we're going to do a bunch of festivals, and our food truck is going to rely on festivals and events. That's where our food truck will be physically, at events and parties and beer gardens. And then when something like this hits, you're not prepared. Or you didn't think this thing out, because your success is reliant on someone else, an event, a festival, a beer garden, another business. You are reliant on someone else because of where you've positioned your food truck. And I want us to understand that. This is why it's vitally important to be strategic. Where? And I also want to say this, that the where is not limited. The where is not limited to the physical, meaning where we're going to physically put that truck. The where also needs a place to live in the heads of your potential clients, or even your current clientele. Where do you live in the head of these people? What space do you occupy in their thinking? Okay, let me give you an example. And I always use this example because I just love the contrast, how different they are and how much alike they are. And that is Target and Walmart. Now, at the end of the day, both of these companies do the same thing. They sell everyday living goods and services. That's what they do. And they kind of do it almost just alike. They all have these big box stores, right? They sell a little bit of everything, right? But they're different, although they're the same. And this is so fascinating to me. Now you have Target, which some people have referred to as Target, because they seem to be a little classier, a little hipper, a little more progressive in their visual approach, a little bit more stylish, a little bit more cool, a little bit more hip. And then their energy inside of Target, the energy in a Target is different from the energy that's inside of Walmart. And then you have Walmart, who's kind of generic, kind of plain Jane, nothing fancy. Now, most people shop at Walmart for the price. Then there's people who shop at Target for price, but that's not the first thing, because usually Walmart is cheaper. But it's experience. You can go to a Target and there will be a Starbucks within the Target. What message does that send when there's a Starbucks in the front of the Target? You won't find that. You'll find a Subway, maybe, or something equivalent to a Subway in a Walmart. What is the message that that sends? So two businesses that sell pretty much the same stuff, but occupy different spaces in potential customers. That's what I want to talk about today. The space that we not only occupy on the street, but the space that we occupy in the heads of potential customers or current customers. Where do you live in their head? And see, it's my belief that, or it's my goal. I'm going to use myself as an example and what I've been trying to do, because this is the way I see it. I want to live in the head of my potential and current customers. I want to occupy a very specific space within their head. I want them, when they're thinking of something, I want to be the Target of the food truck industry, right? I know I'm selling food just like everybody else, but I want them to attach certain adjectives when they refer to my food truck. I want to be the hip, cool, premium brand. I want to be the stylish brand. I want to be the one that think of when they think of community. Some of these other things that I want to do. I want them to think of me as a partner in trying to solve some of the ills within the community. And for me, that's health and wellness. But how do you do that? Well, for example, let me tell you what I'm doing. Before I even have my food truck out on the street, and right now we're still going through some basic things to get the food truck up and running. But before I even do that, I'm already attending different community meetings, community events. I've met a bunch of the politicians within the area. I want to be referred to as a community partner in trying to bring change around health and wellness. I want people within who have the power, the decision makers, to think of me and my food truck as a partner. So when they have that event, when they have that outing, when they have that social, when they have that whatever, I want them to think of me, my company, my food truck, as a community partner that can help promote their efforts around health and wellness. But the only way I can do that is that I have to make sure that I do the groundwork prior to even opening the truck. I need them to be able to relate to me prior to the truck opening. I want them to already have, my goal is to try to establish some type of relationship, or at least get the conversation going before the food truck appears. So once the food truck appears, the relationship has already been ignited. The relationship is warm. It's not like a cold start. I have a warm relationship. So here comes the food truck. Have already been forewarned. Not forewarned, but I've already been able to kind of like, I've already been able to kind of like warm them up to the idea of the food truck is coming. I'm trying now, before the food truck is there, to kind of like find space in their head, find space within the way they think about a community partner around the food space. That's my goal. That's what I've been doing. I've been working on this food truck for about almost 10, 11 months now. But while I'm doing that, I've been trying to take actions around building relationships amongst people who, some decision makers within the community, politicians, city planners, community leaders, making sure that I'm seen prior to the food truck. I'm trying to make sure that my story of what I'm trying to do is out there. Prior to the food truck even appearing in their neighborhoods, in their community, I want them to know me, get to know my story, because at the end of the day, I'm selling food, but like we talked before, I'm selling my story. I'm trying to pre-sell the experience. And so when I'm out going to community functions or council meetings, I'm not there selling food. I'm selling me. I'm selling my story. I'm priming the relationship even before the food truck is there. You know, I'm hoping that this is all making sense, because this is what marketing is about. It's more than just the logo. And when you can touch on all five components of marketing, the who, what, where, why, how, and when, and then take each one of those components and then break them down, and then have a strategic approach that kind of answers each one of those questions, like the who, what, where, how, when. That is thinking strategically. Because I want to be more than just the food truck that kind of slaps a logo on the side and opens up and says, hey, I got food for sale. That's not what I'm trying to do. That's part of what I'm trying to do. But I want to make this thing into something big. I want to, when I actually open the doors of the food truck, I want it to sell out. I want people to already feel that they have a relationship or somewhat of a relationship with me, the food truck, before it's even there. I'm kind of prime or kind of just getting people ready. I don't want to go in cold. I want to go in where it's a little warm. It doesn't even have to be burning hot. What I mean, like everyone's just standing and just waiting. But when they see it, I want key people within that community to be able to say, oh, that's the guy. So although my food truck isn't on the street, I'm on the street. I'm in that community. I want to make sure that I'm being seen and heard even prior to the food truck actually being out there. And I think it's important that when we're out here trying to build our business, because at the end of the day, this is what this is. It's a business. food is just one of the products that you're selling. But make no mistake, this is a business, and I want to ensure as much success as possible. My goal is to try to revolutionize, to be a revolutionary within the food truck business, to take a whole different approach, to kind of put marketing at the forefront. Yes, the food is important. I believe I have an incredible product as far as menu products to sell. But I want to take the marketing, which I believe is usually on the back end, and put it at the forefront. And use strategies taken from other industry. It doesn't have to be just the food where you kind of pick and choose different strategies that have been proven successful. You can take those strategies from, I don't know, the retail clothing industry and kind of take some of the things that work for them and see how it can be reconfigured, rethought of, and put it into the food truck business. I think the food truck business is ready for disruption. Just like the food truck business kind of disrupted the traditional brick and mortar restaurant, I think the food truck business is prime for a revolution. It's prime for someone to come in and disrupt it, to rethink it, to re-see it, to see it differently. And I think the fact that I'm coming from a space that I've never been in the food business, but I'm coming from a space that's not the food business. I can kind of from the outside look in and try to take a whole different approach. So I want to make sure that we have a firm understanding of when we talk about the where isn't just the physical form of where your truck is going to be located, where you're going to sell your food, where. Very important, but it's not limited to the physical location. We also have to think about where do we live in the mind of our potential customers? Where? And how are we going to carve out space in their heads? All right. So far, let's recap real quick. We have the physical where our food truck will be located. Like in what section of the city or community? Or county, wherever you are. Where are you doing festivals and different type of events? Is that where your food truck will be? Are you planted in one area majority of the time and you do more delivery via some of the delivery services? Like where? What's the strategy behind your physical location or locations? And then where will you live in the mind of potential customers? Are you Walmart or are you Target? You know what I mean? Like, are you Walmart or are you Target? And that's important. Now, also, let me say this, because there's another where when I talk about where. Where are you positioned amongst your competition? I spoke on this at the beginning of the episode. But position, where are you? Now, I believe that anyone who sells food, period, is a competitor. Maybe not a direct competitor, but if I'm competing for your food dollars, then you're trying to get those food dollars from that potential client, customer, then you're my competition. We're all competing. If you're in the food space, we're all competing for that customer's food dollars. You know, we're all competing for that same dollar. Now, it might be a takeout dollar. It might be a eat at home dollar. And I want a little bit of all of it. If I can get that eat at home dollar, you know, the people who like to prepare their own food at home, I want that dollar too. Is there a way that I can take a little bit of that market from the person who wants to fix their own food, prepare it, finds, you know, fun in preparing their own food? Is there a way I can tap into that? Is there a way I can tap into my competitor's niche which is the grocery store. That's their thing, you know, a lot of grocery stores. And think about this, these grocery stores who sell food where you're supposed to go buy the groceries and go home and prepare. Now, a lot of these grocery stores have prepared food that you can buy. It's already made. So they are actually competing with restaurants now. There is a supermarket in my area. Not only do they have prepared food, they have a section with tables and chairs where you can sit and eat. Flat screen TVs, and then on weekends they would have a jazz band. Who are they competing with? Yes, their competition is other grocery stores, but aren't they giving the local restaurant a run for their money as well? Now, aren't they competing with that restaurant as well? So, I'm looking at anyone who's competing for food dollars as competition. That can be the market, supermarket. That can be the brick and mortar restaurant. That can be the Asian takeout. That can be another food truck. You're all competing for dollars. You know, that food dollar. You're all competition. So my question to you guys is, where do we live amongst the competition? Where are you positioning yourself amongst the competition? So quick recap, and then we'll close this show down. Let's think about the where. When we think about where our food truck is located, let's not just think about it in a physical form. It's just not the physical location of our food truck. That's one part of it. But there's actually three parts to where. The physical, where our food truck is going to be, will be located, like where. It's the mental part. It's the psyche. Where do we live in the minds of potential customers? And number three, the last where do we live amongst our competition? Where are we positioned amongst our competition? Now, I want to break that down real quick. Now, please, so to understand where you're going to be positioned amongst your competition, you have to know your competition. For me, in the area that I'm going into, I consider everybody who's competing for food dollars a part of my competition. And I hope you do so as well. So, wrapping things up, next week we are going to talk about, maybe we'll talk about the why. Why are you even doing this? And what does it mean to have a why? So we'll dig in deep to that as we continue this series. That is episode number 4. We have three more shows on this particular marketing topic as far as the 5 pillars of marketing when it comes to your food truck. I hope you enjoyed this and got something out of it. Please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook at the Food Truck Journey Podcast. You can always reach me via email as well. That's foodtruckjourneypodcast@gmail.com. Yes, I'm still working on the website, but until next time, people, you be good, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace.